Newton County has dealt with months of debate and protests over a proposed Muslim cemetery and funeral home. Plans to build the facilities now have county approval, but as WABE's Tasneem Shama reports, county commissioners have a new concern: how the dead are buried.
Newton County commissioners are asking the Planning Commission to review current zoning ordinances for cemeteries. The question, what are the potential consequences of burying the dead without a casket? Muslims, some Jews, and many others choose what are called green or natural burials. That's using either a biodegradable wooden box or just a blanket or cloth. One question people have about natural burials, though, can they contaminate the groundwater? Ronnie Watts runs a natural burial cemetery near Columbia, South Carolina, and he points to chemicals used in most American burials.
What's causing contamination is embalming fluid. All it is formaldehyde.
Another question, what happens if there's a bad flood? Watts remembers the catastrophic floods in the Carolinas just last year.
There were caskets and vaults floating all over the place. But at our natural burial cemetery, nothing floated because it stayed in the ground.
There are two green cemeteries in Metro Atlanta already, one in Milton and one in Rockdale County, part of the Monastery of the Holy Spirit. Noon County's current zoning ordinances don't require caskets in cemeteries. Commissioners are asking whether they should. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.